This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. Congressman Scott Tipton, whose district includes the Roaring Fork Valley, released a draft proposal Wednesday that would designate new wilderness in Colorado. Elizabeth Stewart Severy reports it does not include protections for key areas on the western slope.
Tipton's draft legislation would designate new wilderness in the San Juan and Rio Grande National Forests. It has some similarities to the CORE Act, which was introduced by Senator Michael Bennett and Congressman Joe Neguse. But Tipton's proposal does not include protections for the Thompson Divide outside of Carbondale or Camp Hale near Leadville. Members of the Thompson Divide Coalition, which formed to prevent oil and gas exploration in the area, released a statement asking Tipton to support the broader protections in the CORE Act. That legislation passed through the House Natural Resources Committee late last month. Elizabeth Stewart Severy, Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.
Carbondale's 48th Mountain Fair starts tonight. The festival includes art vendors and live music. Kristen Kay reports this year's fair aims to emphasize diversity and inclusion.
Mountain Fair's theme this year is Rainbow Connection. Nonprofit Carbondale Arts organizes the three-day festival and partnered with three LGBTQ advocacy groups, Aspen Out, Gay for Good, and One Colorado. These groups will be highlighted in the Rainbow Lounge, a new space for patrons to relax and learn about the LGBTQ communities in the Roaring Fork Valley. Live music acts include local band Let Them Roar, which recently released a song celebrating immigrants, as well as Jaimo Club, a multicultural group who sings in Spanish and English. Mountain Fair runs through Sunday in Sopras Park. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome.